Hi, this is Julie.
This is Liz.
This is Sheila.
This is Monica.
This is Leanne.
We are the Satellite Sisters.
You are listening to Satellite Sisters to Go.
We are the Satellite Sisters. Welcome to the show. It is Sunday, April 21st. I'm Liz Dolan. I'm in Santa Monica, joined by two of my sisters. Julie Dolan, you're in Dallas, Texas. How are you?
I'm okay, Liz. Glad to be with you.
And Leanne Dolan in Pasadena, California. How are you doing out there?
Liz, I'm recovering. Still recovering from some health stuff and other stuff, but happy to be here.
Right. And I would like both of you, for the purposes of today's show, to just refer to me as Special Agent in Charge Dolan. Because that is...
Why is that, Liz?
Without being too flip about it, that is my new favorite job title. You know, obviously, it was a hugely emotional week. It started on Monday with the bombing of the Boston Marathon, and which was just the most shocking, awful kind of crime. As a family, we have attended the Boston Marathon because, for those of you who are not New Englanders, Patriots Day actually celebrates the Battle of Lexington and Concord, which my parents thought was very important for us to understand. And I believe it was the actual bicentennial year that the family en masse, extended cousins and everyone, attended the recreation of the Battle of Lexington and Concord, followed by the traditional pancake breakfast, followed by viewing the marathon. Correct, sisters?
Yes, one of the hottest marathons on record. Do you remember? It was like 95 degrees that day.
So, yeah. So
I remember because I was wearing denim, and that was a poor choice.
You know, I was out of the country that year. And but I feel like I was there because you have complained about the heat from that one day, at that one event, for the last 25 years. So
yeah.
I really feel like I was at the battle, at the marathon. So carry on, Liz, with the story.
So the Patriots Day is a big deal and very meaningful. The Boston Marathon is a big deal and very meaningful. And can I just say, like, that kind of a crime... As I've actually finished a couple of marathons, not to make this about me, but that feeling of crossing a marathon finish line, that feeling of like joy and elation and, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. That is such an unbelievably fantastic, positive feeling that it's almost impossible for me to imagine what it'd be like to have that feeling one second and then the next second be scrambling for your life. And the added brutality to me, I was thinking so much Monday night that it was like a bunch of runners getting their legs blown off. There is something really deep about that. I'm still just incredibly sad thinking about obviously the runners and the bystanders there. I mean, you guys have stood on plenty of like marathon sidelines and cheered runners go by.
Right.
It's so much fun, isn't it?
It's very,
you may be elated when you cross the finish line, but there's a tremendous feeling of elation for the families too. And they were all, that's what got me. It was like brothers getting hurt and obviously mothers and children getting hurt because they were cheering on their family members. So it was multiple members of the same family with these horrible, unspeakable injuries. That really got to me.
Right. Right.
Yeah, so really got to me.
So we're going to talk a little bit about this at the beginning of the show, but do not despair. Then we're going to switch gears totally and go to some ultra fun material about things we have coming up in our lives, including Leanne's new book and a few other things. So we're going to end on a high note. Okay, people,
right.
So obviously it's been an emotional roller coaster all week. This show will also be an emotional roller coaster. So then, like Monday, you have the awful crime, and then the police work kicks in, and it was kind of unbelievable how quickly the pieces started to come together. And then when the FBI, the special agent in charge, released the photos of the two suspects, the speed at which things escalated, it was exhausting and captivating and really just like, I don't think we've experienced a news event nationally like that in a long time. But Julie, I was thinking so much about you on Thursday and Friday as the details of these boys' lives came out and then we saw their parents on the news. I mean, you lived in Russia for a long time. You're familiar with, your daughter-in-law is from Kyrgyzstan.
When I heard when they were Chechen. I was like, Chechen?
Right.
That's all. I could not believe it. But then immediately I remembered, because I was in Moscow. We lived in Moscow from 2001 to 2006. So we were there when the Chechen terrorists came to Moscow. And first, you know, that 40 of them took over a theater. Right. That resulted in the deaths of about 200 people. And then a couple of years later, the Beslan school crisis.
I remember that.
They took hostage, Chechen terrorists took hostage over 1,000 people, and most of them were children. And 380 children died in that event. But I was also in Moscow when they had the Chechen female bombers. They were sent to blow up planes, which they did, and they blew up station, you know, people and killed people in the metro. So it was something that was, you know, very present in my mind when, you know, the Chechen terrorists, that was something you had to deal with when you lived in Moscow. So when
these kids don't seem anything like that.
Liz, this is, I mean, first of all, when I heard that they were Chechen, I was like, okay, think about where these terrorists, where they put the bomb. They didn't bomb a federal building. They didn't bomb a police station or an army depot or, you know, or some statue. They went after families. And I believe it's because of their Chechen heritage that they did this. Because one thing that I learned about living in Moscow was the tremendous atrocities that the ethnic Chechens faced by the Russians. They had two wars where the Chechen Republic, which is mainly Muslim, was trying to separate from Russia. And the Russian soldiers fought two wars there. And the stories, the accounts that have come out from journalists about that Russian soldiers would go into Chechen homes and they would rape the mother and the daughter in front of the fathers and then kill the family. Or that they would go in and they would, you know, take young male babies away from their mothers, you know. So they, you know, they have faced tremendous brutality. They have, you know, they have faced tremendous discrimination too. I mean, you know, living in Moscow, people were openly talked, you know, no matter what level of education, they talked, you know, with a great deal of hostility, at a minimum disdain for Chechens or people from the Caucasus, as they refer to, which would also include the area of Dagestan. But I had my daughter-in-law grew up in Kyrgyzstan, which is where the Tsarnaev brothers were born. And how that my daughter-in-law and the Tsarnaev brothers got there is is the same story, but for two different reasons. My daughter-in-law Vera's family had German relatives. So after World War II, Stalin, because they had just fought World War II, anyone with a connection to Germany was sent into exile. So Vera's grandparents were sent to Kyrgyzstan in exile. Yeah, that's how they got there. I mean, because Vera is Russian, but her family, because she had a German uncle, they sent her whole family to Kyrgyzstan. And that's exactly these guys. And they didn't even have it as good because they were Muslim. That was the lowest of the low when they were in Kyrgyzstan. So it's quite clear that they, I'm sure, you know, even as young boys or, you know, teenage boys, faced discrimination, faced evil, faced hostility, and probably were well aware of that. So I wasn't surprised when I heard that their background was Chechen, and it seemed to make great sense to me that their target was, you know, was so that's the kind of hatred that they have faced, very personal hatred. Huh. And secondly, when I heard the mother and father, and the first thing that father said was, oh, it's a setup. It was a setup.
Right. That seems so fishy to me. Like the parents' reaction, both the mother and the father, was completely devoid of like emotion in the sense that they didn't seem sorry, A, that their son was dead, or B, that, you know, those innocent people had been killed. It was a very fishy reaction to me. I thought there is more to this story.
No, but see, I thought immediately when I said, of course, that's what they're going to say, because they're Chechen and they have lived in Dagestan, Kyrgyzstan. They've been in areas of the world where the police are corrupt. And yeah. with the FSB or the equivalent of the FBI, they are corrupt and they would set people up. And there was no justice. They didn't have laws. You know, Chechens weren't protected by laws. So when they see this story and the fact that their sons were killed in a shootout by government officials, it was, that's a natural reaction because they're used to that kind of corruption. They don't have the same experience we do where, the FBI are the good guys or, the police were the good guys, the firefighters. But so I thought that was, I wasn't surprised when I heard them say that,
But I suppose everyone's surprise is that these kids, well, particularly the 19-year-old who's in custody now, that he could have been here like most of his formative years and still have this sort of anger and hatred of American people. Americans believe that once you get here and get to know us, you're going to get to love us because we're so lovable.
I have one word. I have two words. The Godfather. You saw the movie.
Yes. What
Al Pacino. He went to Sicily and got in touch with his inner Sicilian, right? And I think that's what you saw here. These guys did not assimilate, okay? And that they, perhaps attributed all the hatred and brutality that they had faced as a family for generations. It wasn't directed only at Russia. They came to the U.S. and they felt it was just the same. And so, I do think that they were young men. I got upset when they kept calling them boys because...
Right.
Right. The older brother is 26 now, still, right?
And married and a father. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They really were men, that their influence, goes deep into their Chechen heritage. And just they have lived their whole life in a sort of displaced way. I mean, it wasn't like they were welcome in Kyrgyzstan. And I'm sure when they got to Dagestan, it wasn't any better. I mean, that's it's an area where they face great hostility, hatred, and discrimination. So,
okay, can I just make this one confession? I had never heard of Dagestan.
No,
I've heard of Kyrgyzstan because Vera is from there, and I know that your son and daughter-in-law, they go there summers on vacation, and I probably would have heard of it anyway. But Dagestan, to me, was a whole new name.
Okay, well, see, and it's not the Czech Republic. I understand on Twitter that there was a little confusion between Chechens being from the Czech Republic. No. And that,
okay, that is embarrassing.
That's Twitter.
They were from the Caucasus. It didn't mean that they were Caucasian. That was
another Twitter, newsflash. They're the ultimate Caucasians. I know.
Liz, summer is coming up, and you know what that means? It means you're grilling. You're grilling and chilling there with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for a part of the summer, I'm having my box sent there, Leanne.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. Butcher Box gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, speed it up a week, you just go to your ButcherBox account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your ButcherBox on vacation, which is... That's nice. Nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free-for-a-year offer, plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox. Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow, do we love Osea's skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life, aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
No kidding. I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils, I love it all. That duo they have going, like, you can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the Mega Moisture Duo, you can literally see your skin get firmer, and it just delivers this full body glow. Okay, you know we have raved about the Undaria Algae Body Oil. Mm-hmm. Well, pair that with the Undaria Collagen Body Oil. Youthful, yeah. Liz, your youthful glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undaria seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code SADSISTERS. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to OseaMalibu.com and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea.
I was spending a lot of time on Twitter, though, following this. I found all the elements of this drama, like, so compelling. It was really, I know I'm not the only one that had trouble getting any work done this week, because it was just, there were so many details that unfolded so quickly. It was really, really dramatic. I even started following the Boston Globe on Twitter because the local Boston reporters really seemed to know what was going on. Maybe it was just I was getting so disgusted with some of the national news people that I decided, okay, the people from the Globe seem to really be on the ground and know what's happening.
There was some horrific reporting this week. We don't have to spend a lot of time on
that.
I was, unfortunately, because I'm still not feeling great, I was just laying low and spending a lot of time in front of the TV. Okay, just a lot. It's been a long time since I've watched like 12 hours of TV news. And so I watched the entire, like, John King reporting the suspects that in custody, which was not true at all. I watched that all happen in real time. It was painful. And then when the night of the shootout, I happened to wake up at 3 a.m. my time and turn on CNN. And that was it. I was on the couch for 16 hours. But I think it's because we so rarely get to see this sort of crime solved in 72 hours.
Right.
I mean, to go from the horror of Monday to the, elation of capturing the guy who did it Friday night, that is astonishing speed.
Right. And even on Friday night when they announced, like, okay, you know, you can come out with the guy seems to have eluded us, but please stay alert. So you think, like, okay, all right, this could go on for a really long time. And then moments later, all of a sudden, the whole thing gears up again. It was just one shocking development after another. It made me think a lot about having been in New York City on 9/11 in 2001. Like, there was something about the weeks and months that stretched out after that bombing on that Tuesday where you just, for a long time, you had the feeling something else could happen any second. Like, something else. There is something. Yeah. The next shoe is about to drop. The next building is about to blow up. And remember when that plane crashed off Queens a month later?
Oh, right.
You just had the feeling that that was connected in some way. And how different that experience would have been for New Yorkers if, like, at the end of the week or the end of the month or even the end of the year, somebody had hauled Osama bin Laden's ass into court and charged him with something, and the fact that that took 10 years, such a totally different kind of experience than what than what Boston and the country could experience over the past, you know, 7 days. Really amazing.
You know, it made me think, being a Californian, of like earthquake and aftershocks. That's what I thought of this week. Like, the earthquake is bad enough. The earthquake Monday of the bombing was bad enough. But if you've ever lived through a big earthquake, then you know it's the aftershocks that really get your nerves. And that's what I was thinking. Like, Bostonians are experiencing sort of emotional aftershocks of this. Like, at any minute, something else could go off. And I think that shelter in place, even though it lasted, you know, about 18 hours, I think that's going to be something that a lot of Bostonians do not forget, because that must have been a really terrifying experience when you heard on the news of the people who said, you know, the SWAT teams were in their backyard, tapping on the window, checking in to see if they were okay, giving the thumbs up. That is not something that goes away. I think people will relive that experience for a long time.
And they had no way of knowing whether that was going to be for 24 hours.
Right.
But, you know, but it is amazing. Two guys with two pressure cookers took down a major American city. Mm-hmm. You know, they brought it to a grinding halt, you know, and they killed and, you know, injured so many people with nothing. And, you know, when those pictures were first released, you didn't know where they were. You know, you were like, you know, they could be in Texas, they could be in California, they could be, you know, on their plane to, you know, on a plane to somewhere, you know, in the world. You know, you worried about that. But I'm sure if I was forced to shelter in place, that would be the day that I didn't have anything to eat, or, you know, you could you know what I mean? And I thought about, like, young parents with, like, I used to run out of diapers all the time.
Right.
You know? What would you, you know, I mean, I'm sure that everybody managed and things like that, but I, you know, when
or just if you had tried not to tell your kids about what happened, if you right. had kids in like the 3 to 8 year age range where you could, if you didn't turn on the news, pretend nothing had happened. If you're sheltered in place, if you can't leave your house for a day, then that gets much, much harder.
Yeah.
I thought about that. Like, I managed not to tell my kids about 9/11 when they were 3 and 5, and I never watched the news in front of them, and they really didn't know about it till a couple years later. But that's not true if you're, you know, if there's a SWAT team in your backyard.
Well, I did notice a lot of people on Friday afternoon when they lifted the shelter in place order, and they were interviewed on the news later on, they said they had to get their dogs outside too. So yeah,
that's it.
A lot of people just had to, you know, they had to go get some food, they had to walk their dogs, they had to, you know, just like real life resumed pretty quickly. And then, you know, within such a short period of time, got all clamped down again. That night I got an email from a colleague of mine who is Italian but lives and works in the United States at the National Geographic Channel in D.C. And he said, this is just the most amazing thing to witness, because in many other countries in the world, including my own, we would still be fighting about who was in charge of the investigation.
Right.
And we certainly wouldn't have found these guys and brought them in. So I thought that was also, again, hats off to those special agents in charge. Whatever their job description is, they did an amazing, amazing job.
Well, it is great. I mean, sadly, since 9/11, you know, that you can see that there's much greater coordination, and all the high tech communications. I mean, the infrared, you know, he's in the boat. I mean, just all the elements of it were so dramatic. And, you know, it's good that it's come to a conclusion, we hope. So,
you know, it did actually make me think a lot this weekend about the impact older siblings have on younger siblings, Julie. If you tried to talk us into some really bad thing like this, would you have really been able to get us on board with the scheme? And Leon, I would say no. I don't know what you think.
Liz, I mean, not to make light of it, but you talked us into a radio show. So that was your idea. You drove.
Because I'm the special agent in charge.
You were the special. Then there were shared values. And I think that's what you saw here. There were shared values among those brothers, and that they had a shared experience, history, and culture, and that they, you know, so I totally believe that, you know, they were both in it. And while the older one may have been, you know, Tamerlan may have been more, you know, persuasive, you know, I think that they were, you know, they both had that shared experience of being Chechen.
It was an amazing snapshot of Bostonian culture, too, the whole 5 days of drama, you know, from obviously seeing this, like, famous, meaningful historic event, like the Boston Marathon, get so disrupted, and yet people rushing in to help and doing the best they can on that moment, to the Friday, you know, when everyone's sheltering in place, but still, they're allowing the Dunkin' Donuts in Watertown to stay open.
Yes.
Leanne and I did a little texting back and forth about that. Yeah. I was happy to see that Dunkin' Donuts, come in, stay strong, Dunkin' Donuts, stay strong.
And have you ever watched like a Scottish film? You know how they have to have subtitles even though they're speaking English?
Yeah.
I felt it several times during the final night when they had the police dispatch on and they were talking about the Yad and the top. I was like, the what on the boat? I could have used some subtitles on the police dispatch. I know.
Well, I'm incredibly happy for everyone that that at least they don't have to live with the fear that the
right.
That the bombers are still out there. But there's still incredible sadness for the losses that they did sustain at the marathon, and then the police officer at MIT. I mean, just that is not the kind of job that I imagine you really think you're just going to get. I think the mayor used the term assassinated.
Yes.
For the way he was just killed in cold blood. So just a terrible sadness, I'm sure, still, even as people are celebrating the fact that they solved the crime. And, you know, we are not a pro Red Sox family in general, but, you know.
That Red Sox game. For the Red Sox.
The Red Sox game was great. Neil Diamond coming out and doing the live
stream. That was fantastic.
But I would say props to the New York Yankees earlier in the week for also singing Sweet Caroline.
Yes.
I'm sure they had to totally suck it up, those people. And that is only ever going to happen once in your lifetime, or so we hope.
You know, right. There was, there was a movement on Twitter that the Yankees should wear Red Sox caps. And I'm like, okay, people, let's not go that far. But what the Yankees did was absolutely fine. You know, it's true, Liz. I think John Stewart described the relationship between Boston and New York as like bickering siblings. And it's hard for people outside of that rivalry to understand what that gesture, how meaningful that gesture was and how hard it must have been for some of those Yankee fans, but clearly how heartfelt it was because, certainly they understood. The people of New York understood, you know, uniquely what that experience was like.
Oh, yeah. So.
But out on the West Coast, big things were happening, Leanne. Yesterday, you had a big day.
All right. Nice transition, Jewel. Way to go.
Happy news.
Hey, it's Liz and Leanne here, and we want to thank PROS for supporting this episode of Satellite Sisters. Now, you know, Liz, I've been out and about with my new book, The Marriage Sabbatical. The book is getting rave reviews. I'm very happy. But you know what else is getting rave reviews? My hair, Liz. My hair from PROS is getting rave reviews.
Leanne, I am not surprised. You have been on that PROS hair regimen for quite a while. I mean, you have good hair anyway, but now you have great hair because you've really paid attention to it.
Well, Liz, PROS is made for people, not hair and skin types. Personalization is rooted in everything they do, from their in-depth consultation to their made-to-order model. And you know what? I love the regimen they have me on. Do I take the hair vitamins every day? Yes, I do. Do I use my shampoo and conditioner made especially for Leanne Dolan? Yes, I do. Do I sometimes use the leave-in conditioner when my hair's really dry? I do. And I even have a pre-scalp thing that they give me. Okay, PROS, you're the boss. I'll take it. You tell me what my hair needs. That sounds good. And here's the thing. It's personalization, Liz. For millions of possible formulas, only one is uniquely Leanne's. Okay? And I'm using it. PROS isn't just better for you, it's also better for the planet, Liz. They're a certified B Corp, cruelty-free, and the first and only carbon-neutral custom beauty brand. So, PROS, we love you. I love the photos of my hair. Couldn't be happier.
Photos of your hair. There are people in the photos, too. That's the thing about a book tour. Everybody has their picture taken with Leanne and then posts it. So the hair is important.
Couldn't be happier, Pros. Pros is so confident that you'll bring out your best hair and skin. They're offering an exclusive trial offer of 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/sisters. So you get your free consultation, then 50% off at pros.com/sisters. And Pros is spelled P-R-O-S-E. Pros.com/sisters. Thanks, Pros. Liz, you know we love talking about Framebridge, don't we?
We do. because there are just so many fun things to frame, Leon, aren't there?
Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting Framebridge experience. Would you like to share?
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his two kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing to get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah. Any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leon, they have already frame-bridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the Framebridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift-giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and Framebridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but Framebridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds
like... you're going to be happy, okay? That's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or see a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's framebridge.com. Thanks, Framebridge.
Now we're getting back to our real selves.
That's why they call us award-winning, the award-winning Satellite Sisters. That's true. I was trying to, on a completely different note, I had my first public appearance for Elizabeth the First Wife. I was at the LA Times Festival of Books, which is a madhouse. It's the biggest book festival in the country, 500 authors appearing. And I was signing Elizabeth for the first time. And one of my first customers, longtime Satellite Sister listener, Diane Gray from Santa Monica. Thank you, Diane. She bought two copies. Alice was there. Another longtime Satellite Sister fan, Alice, came by. And then my actual Satellite Sister, Liz, came by.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And paid cash money for some copies of the book, which, as we've already shared on the show, Leon, you had only shared galleys of the book with Sister Julie. The rest of the sisters, I literally had to go buy a copy to read your freaking book. So
everybody pays, Liz.
I know that's your policy.
I made that very clear at all the funerals that I've attended this year. No free copies, everybody pays.
Okay. So can I just say, so last night I started in on this. I'm 123 pages in. Ooh. And I know on the back of your book, one of your blurbs is actually from William Shakespeare, which I thought...
Clever. Very clever.
Very clever. There's a Shakespearean theme throughout the whole book. So William Shakespeare called Elizabeth the First Wife a hit, a very palpable hit. But I got to say, almost halfway through, this book is just jam-packed with entertainment, Leon. It is like so densely entertaining.
It's really, really good.
Really, really good.
Even better than Helen of Pasadena, was a great read.
I agree. You have your smart, sensible, yet funny protagonist. You've got the movie star ex-husband. So, of course, I'm casting the actual movie in my head. That's going to be fantastic when you get to call in actors to cast the role of FX Fahey. You have all these smart alecky literary allusions, but you don't actually need to be a Shakespearean scholar to get those allusions. Americans.
Exactly, Liz. It is Shakespeare for the rest of us. Yes.
it's the Shakespeare you have forgotten since high school, and then a whole bunch that you never knew to begin with, but wrapped up in a wildly entertaining package, like right here on page 98. You have a series of profiles of Shakespearean power couples throughout the book. And I enjoyed all of them that I've read so far, but especially power couple number three is about the Macbeths. And, you know, describing her and describing him and their relationship history. But then part of your profile of them is why they work. She holds the sexual power and he holds the knife. Turn-ons, joint alienation, partnership in crime. Turn-off, bloody hands, Banquo's ghost. Okay, that really made me laugh. They are the Shakespearean couple most likely to hold office, which... True. Who they remind you of? The Reagans, the Clintons, the M&Ms, the Jolie Pitts. I'm sorry. That is comedy, Leanne.
Thank you, Liz. I'm laughing again. Laughing at my own work.
Didn't you find Julie, like, all the way through? You're like, how did she think that up?
That was just super funny. It is really deeply entertaining. So that, I'm sure everyone's going to enjoy it. And you can feel free to buy multiple copies to send to all of your friends without even reading it, because it's that good.
Yes, I think that's true.
It's a solid hit. You know how you sometimes...
It's a palpable hit. Yeah. There you go.
And so...
wanted to know, you went to this book festival.
Yes.
There was the big issue of the wound on your hand.
Right.
And were you going to shake people's hands?
Yes.
And you got some excellent suggestions from Satellite Sisters and Chaos Chronicle fans, Leanne, that was just making me laugh. People that said you should put your arm in a sling, that was good. Then you wouldn't have to touch them. What did you do?
Right. There was also like the Bob Dole, just put a pen in your hand. Yes. Okay. So it's always busy. The Shakira shake I liked a lot. Just a little shoulder shimmy when you meet people. That really, really made me laugh. Julie, even though I got a clean bill of health on the wound/staph infection I got on my right palm on Friday, I'm proud to announce I have a new doctor. So that's good. I have a doctor.
That's Woo-hoo! Good. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So he gave me the clean bill of health. I did put a decoy bandage on. And so I didn't have to wear a bandage on my hand, but I put one on. And so when people came in for the shake, I just held up, talked to the hand. I did that in a gentle way so people could visually see the bandage. And I tried not to over-explain. But I did have to fend off quite a few shakers. So which is a good problem. But I did do that. And I was happy to be there, happy to have Liz show up, happy to be sort of moving on, because now the big debut is in 2 weeks. But last week on the show, we mentioned that we don't control Amazon, so we didn't know when the Kindle version was going to be up, but it is up now, available for pre-order, okay? So unbelievably, they listened to the show. There's Amazon, whoever Amazon is, and you can now pre-order the Kindle of Elizabeth the First Wife. So for people who were concerned, wondering if there's an ebook version, yes, 1,000 times yes. But then Julie, big news since last week, you have committed to coming to the Romans opening on May 8th.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. So it's going to be quite the night. I am flying in for this event as a real kickoff for the book fair, for your book sales, Leanne. I want to be there. I'm hopefully introducing you at this big event. And so if, I think you all should just plan to fly in. That's the answer.
Right.
That's really the answer. Okay?
It is midweek. It's a midweek. It's a Wednesday. But if you're available.
Airfares are lower midweek. So I say just fly in and come to Romans.
If Romans is there, isn't it the biggest independent bookstore in California? Maybe in the world. But it's just.
Oh, in the world. Yes. In the world. That's correct information. No doubt.
So that is, what's that date again, Julie? That's the 8th of May?
8th of May,
8th
yes.
of May.
Yes.
Then, if you can't make it in for that because it's midweek and you've got a gig or something you need to do, on Sunday, May 19th, over here on the west side of Los Angeles in Brentwood, Sheila and I are hosting at the Diesel Bookstore, which is at the Brentwood Country Mart, which is, super cute, worth a trip to L.A. anyway. Sheila and I are hosting an ice cream tasting and book launch for Leanne. So if you'd like to come in for a fantastic just weekend in L.A., this is an adorable bookstore, Diesel, at the Brentwood Country Mart. But
isn't that the one where they always are taking pictures of Jennifer Garner?
Yes.
And family?
Yes. That's
so,
right.
So you could have celebrity. Leanne, do I need to provide ice cream or food?
I'll take care of the deficit.
I thought I was pretty much upping all the sisters by calling for your opening. And now I see, Sister Liz, Sheila. They're having an ice cream social.
Okay. Here's the thing,
Julie. Like right next door to this Diesel bookstore is an artisanal ice cream shop called Sweet Rose Creamery. You can look that up online. It is awesome. It's like very high-end artisanal ice cream novelties. I sent Leon a picture the other day of their ice cream sliders, which is ice cream with a slice of bacon on top of the ice cream and their home-baked rolls. Now, that's just one of the many things we're going to be providing here. It's not just ice cream. It's like artisanal novelties. So you're not going to see this anywhere else. And they are right next door. So it just seemed like the right thing to do. So that is Sunday, May 19th. I forget what time, Leanne, like 3 o'clock, right?
It's at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And all the information, like my events, I'm trying to post in as many places as possible. You can find them at chaoschronicles.com, at leannedolan.com, and then also on my author page at Facebook. If you click on the events button, you'll see all the events scheduled thus far, and I'm trying to keep them updated as I can. Yeah, no, but Julie, don't worry. We're going to have some fun at Vroman's. We'll cook up some stuff there. We got some good giveaways from the natural skin shop.
Do you want me to bring my chafing dish with
you? No. I meant that metaphorically.
Gravy boat. Well, if you're coming in for the weekend event, I bought a book yesterday at the LA Times Festival of Books that I'm actually going to give to Sheila because this is so right up her alley. But this would be some good other activities for you to do while you're in for the weekend. The name of the book is The Spa Less Traveled, and it's Discovering Ethnic Los Angeles One Massage at a Time. Now, that is a good way to approach a girl's weekend, I would say. So it's really, they went to every single possible massage therapist around the greater Los Angeles area. And the chapters are Thai, Korean, Japanese, Russian, Hawaiian, Indian, or Chinese massage for a fraction of the price charged at big chain spas. So we know Sheila has often talked on Satellite Sisters about how much she loves her Korean day spa in Koreatown here in LA, but I thought she would enjoy. Julie, I know you've been to some real Russian spas in Russia, but
yes.
There are plenty of Russian spas here in Los Angeles, which I can hook you up with now when you're back in town. So,
go to Tanya. That would be good.
Just another thing to think about for everyone who is coming into town for Leanne's various book signings.
Yeah, now I'm getting excited. I have to say, you know, the trip to the hospital, that really kind of took me off my game for a while. The overwhelming infection and then the antibiotics. Yeah, that I don't know. I was having a hard time focusing, but now I'm back on my game. But yesterday, I have to tell you guys, I had like a Sheila-like experience getting home from the LA Times Festival of Books just because I decided to take public transportation. And
why would you take public transportation?
You know what? Because they were encouraging us to take public transportation. And I actually applaud the theory of public transportation. I take it in other cities, but in LA, we just have this kind of hit or miss system. So the actual public transportation wasn't the problem. That worked like a charm. I got on the Metro. I got into Union Station. Target, who's the big sponsor of the book festival, had shuttles, beautiful shuttle coaches, air conditioned, like running every 5 seconds from Union Station with, you know, thousands of book goers on it. That worked like a charm. Door to door, it took me an hour. So, which in LA, even though USC is only 13 miles away, I know what it would have taken me to wait in line to get into the parking garage. So I got there in good shape. I got home. But what happened was I hadn't eaten a lot. And I haven't been eating a lot because of the antibiotics. I've been enjoying the appetite suppression portion of taking massive amounts of antibiotics, trying to bank on that. But I was sitting on that Metro going home, and all I could think about was, I need a pink berry. It was like I couldn't focus on anything else. So instead of going to my stop, which is only about a mile from my house, I was going to walk home from the Gold Line. I got off at an earlier stop, which was closer to the Pinkberry in Old Town Pasadena. And now it was a really hot day. So it's now like 89 degrees in Pasadena. And it's about 4 o'clock when I get home. And I haven't eaten anything since like nine. And so I schlep over to the Pinkberry, and there is a freaking line outside the door. I don't know why. That shop has been empty, and I could just suss, you know, when you can tell, like, this line is not moving. Mm-hmm. You know, when you can look behind the counter and you go, this is a lost cause. So I was like, oh my God, all I wanted was that frozen yogurt. But fortunately, there's another frozen yogurt store two doors up. So then I like, oh, I'm starting to feel faint, you know, in that way.
Yeah, Sheila. This really does sound like Sheila.
I know. Like I can see you've got that caged animal look.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I'm like, I can't stand in this line. This is going to take forever. I'm going over to 21 Choices, and I've got like my backpack and my hat on, and, you know, I'm got my cute dress on, and I'm like schlepping through. I mean, it is a major city. It's Pasadena, but I might as well have been on the Outback. I mean, I'm passing one restaurant after another just to get to the frozen yogurt shop. And then I get to 21 Choices, and not only is there a line out the door, it is around the corner. Apparently, everyone in Los Angeles wanted frozen yogurt yesterday afternoon. And I think, I can't wait in that line. I'm going to faint. So I end up like throwing myself on the mercy of like the Ralph's deli counter on the way.
What, just taking some free samples?
What were you getting? Potato salad? What'd you go for, Lee?
I don't know why. I ordered like a turkey panini. So then the woman, you know, I hate when like workers talk to each other. I just can't stand it. I'm like, you're working at a deli counter. Let's move. That's the whole point of deli, that it's fast. And so it's like taking forever for the panini to heat up. And finally I'm like, just give me the panini.
So you ate a cold panini?
Half cold, Julie. Half melted panini. Like
that does not sound refreshing at all.
It's not yogurt. I was like shoving it in my mouth and walking home. I got home. I immediately just had to like take off my underpants and lie down. I was like, my God. What is wrong with me? Whew, my husband found me like asleep at 6:30 at night. He's like, what are you doing? I was like, I don't know. I tried to get frozen yogurt and then I ate a panini and then I fell asleep.
Well, maybe you should blame the antibiotics. I know there have been a lot of comments at the Satellite Sisters Facebook group today because there's a picture posted of you at your booth yesterday. Yeah. And you're looking very good in the photo, Liam.
So the appetite suppressant.
No, it was so good. I was like, when I saw that, I was a little bit jealous. I was like, I want some of those IV fluids that Leanne's been taking. She looks like she's 15 in that picture.
You know what? The antibiotics, they destroy your insides, but they make your skin look really good. Wow, they really do. My skin looks fantastic. The rest of me is a mess, but.
And as we know, it was a very poorly taken photo because I did it on my iPhone. So but that is an unretouched version of what you really looked like. So that's pretty good. Okay. Well, you're better today.
Got my head in the game. I don't know.
I hope you just keep eating on a regular basis because that, I mean, we have Sheila already in the family.
So
that
I know.
We have two of you doing that.
I was angry and desperate. Wandering through a major metropolitan city. Oh, crazy.
Well, Sheila hasn't yet confirmed the co-hosting of the Ice Cream Social on May 19th, but I'm assuming because it's at the Brentwood Country Mart where there are major celeb sightings on a regular basis that I can pretty much count on her to show up for that.
But, yeah, she's in. I talked to her Friday.
Okay.
I briefed her Friday. When she heard Ice Cream Country Mart, she was in. There was a look of panic, like, do I have to pay for the ice cream? I said, no, you don't have to pay. Liz is paying.
We could have a Pinkberry bar at Vroman's if you think that would work. Maybe I know I'm certainly going to provide you with one before the book signing just to sort of smooth you out, you know?
And I, the irony, of course, is I've been eating yogurt like a crazy person because of the probiotics after the, you know, the antibiotics have destroyed every piece of bacteria in my body. So I'll just leave it at that. So I've been eating yogurt like 3 meals a day. So it's not like I haven't had a lot of yogurt lately.
Well, speaking of probiotics, you sent me an email the other day that you were watching Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz is very anti-statin, and my doctor just put me on statins.
Well, so there were some doctors on that were anti-statin. He was very skeptical, but I thought you should tune in. But at Liz, as the problem is, now I don't recall a single thing said on that show. So I think the day I had to turn off the John King apologia on CNN. So I just switched over to Dr. Oz, and he had two like controversial anti-statin doctors on. So I don't want to spread any bad medical information.
Okay. Thanks for the heads up, though. I can just Google that.
You can Google that.
I will refer to Dr. Google and see what Dr. Google has to say. All right, girls. Anything else we need to cover this week? What a week. Emotional roller coaster.
Yeah.
Hang in there, Boston. Looks like you're back on your feet.
Hey, I'd like to just say a shout out because, you know, while the whole situation in Boston was going on, there was a terrible industrial accident in West Texas where this fertilizer plant blew up and it destroyed 20% of the city. And the first, you know, the first responders, this volunteer firefighters, they were the ones that went to the fire at the fertilizer plant, and they were the ones that were killed. But this is a town that is made up of Czech immigrants, not to be confused with
Chechens.
In fact, it's right off the major highway that you take when you drive from Dallas to Austin, Interstate 35. They have a very famous place called the Czech Stop, which is a gas station stop where they sell Czech pastries in them. And so people that drive between Dallas and Austin, a lot of people tend to fill up for gas at the Czech Stop because of these great kolache pastries that they have there. And so I know that one of the people that came to pay their respects to the tremendous loss in this little town was the Czech ambassador to the United
States.
Because of the heritage there. But really was a terrible situation. And to all the volunteers in that town, you know, there was a nursing home right next to this fertilizer plant, and how they got those 100 patients out of the nursing home. They were all safe, you know, before more damage was done. It's amazing. You know, again, I was thinking of, you know, our experience with our dad being in a nursing home and just knowing how frail, you know, the patients are, and having to move them, and how confusing and what care they would have to take. So it was a very dramatic and sad story in the town of West Texas this week. So keep them in your prayers this week.
Right. And once again, a reminder, those first responders are incredibly awesome. I noticed that, to just bring it back to ice cream novelties, that, because we promised we would end on a high note, that, it's good. Ben and Jerry's Boston, did you see that they announced that this weekend all first responders get a free cone?
Oh, right. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're right.
Just their little way of saying thank you, you know, so, yeah, those people do things that are incredibly hard. And, you know, when I saw some of them on the news from West Texas, and these are like volunteer people, too. Yeah. It just
two brothers that went in, you know, they worked together as volunteer firemen in West Texas. So.
Oh, man, that is sad. All right. Well, have a safe week, everyone.
Yes.
Thanks, Liz.
You know, enjoy your lives. Enjoy each other. And don't forget, call your satellite system.